about STDs. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometimes my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la. Here behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs." She go, "You never get this." But one time, he break a cage and he get this. And then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America. Okay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Although Kazakhstan, a glorious country, it has a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This is why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Wine.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Boy, that was a busy person. Lying along with the window down.
How was that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Charlie. I want to speak to Charlie.
He's not here, sir.
Why?
Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Bubbud.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Boy, boy, back to back.
Interesting timing.
Oh, hello, guys.
Why?
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Tom, we got a show, we got a schedule we got to stick to today. What's up?
I want to know when I'm going to be arm wrestling.
What?
Dave.
Well, start again.
I want to know when I'm going to be arm wrestling. Super Dave.
Sunday morning.
No, wait a minute. No, wait a minute.
Sunday what? Morning, and Lon Solomon has decided he's going to be the referee.
Who?
And the winner gets a brand new rubber band.
No, watch it.
You're going to be on the big screen. You're going to be dressed as Jesus Christ at one of those megaplex drive-in, put on a show, pretend you're going to church things.
We're just having fun, Tom.
I know.
Goofing around.
Tom, how are you? You sound like you're...
Good.
You're kind of down today.
Hey Tom, it's just a message, not a sermon, just a thought.
Not a sermon, just a thought.
Right.
I know.
All right, Tom.
When can I get on today?
No, we're very busy. We'll talk to you later, Betty.
Hey,
Tom.
Tom. Hey, who's this?
This is Rob. Isn't Jesus great?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, bye, Tom.
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here. Tom, do you know any Jesus songs?
Jesus Christ. Superstar.
That's a good one. Very good. Right away, right out of the chute.
How about What a Friend We Have in Jesus?
We have a friend in Jesus.
Go ahead. Can you sing that one?
No.
Elvis sang it.
How about Jesus Is Just All Right With Me?
Oh, what now?
Jesus Is Just All Right With Me, the Doobie Brothers song.
No. Guess what I'm going on Tuesday night?
Where?
I'm going to Nissan and see the Allman Brothers.
Oh, fantastic.
The Allman Brothers.
Can you sing a song from the Allman Brothers album?
No.
You don't know any Allman Brothers songs?
You know what I'm hungry for right now would be an Allman Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Tom?
Yeah.
Hi!
Oh, I'm sorry. Finger slipped.
Have some delicious trout almondine.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, okay. What's up?
I was hoping you were going to ask that woman that was on if the rear end was actually an exit and not an entrance.
I think that's a personal decision, sir.
That's a myth is what that is.
It's not a myth.
No, it's a myth.
It's a myth.
I think anyone that...
Trust me, I'm on your side. It is an exit, not an entrance.
But, fellas, you're losing your heads. it's a myth if you're...
Yeah!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his
mouth. Is that my tape cue to shut up? when those two play in sequence, should I back away, so to speak, back away from the subject matter?
This is just kind of a catch-all. Kind of a, you know, he could be a guy who's.
I feel like doing what we came up here to do. Orgy, have an orgy. I feel like doing what we came up here to do. Orgy, have an orgy.
Sorry, that's the wrong one. There's.
Yeah! Right.
That's a guy who's probably, who takes your stance that it's an
well, I would say that's probably the sound that Matt would hear, that Matt would make, actually, if he has that tattoo on his arm and he happens to do some hard times in prison.
Yeah, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
George W. Bush Jr.
Not a junior.
We had it yesterday, and he wasn't a junior yesterday either.
Right? I'm numb when I hear that. I am truly numb when I hear that. What, 3 days after the fact? 3 long days.
Oh, dear. That's all you get now. That's all you get.
Very good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Jesus loves Buzz, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Thank you. Well, that's, see, Buzz, that's saying that in spite of your inaccurate convictions, you are forgiven.
Hello, Don.
That's what
Mike
I understand.
Hello, hey,
you should ask that lady if there was any intelligent life in Sacramento. Maybe they could do a Mythbusters about that.
You're calling from?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Are you really? Is he really calling? You don't have your...
It's up now. He is from 301.
Oh, he's from 301. Then he can bust on Sacramento. What we find frustrating is when the Sacramento people bust on Sacramento. Like, you'll get a phone call from downtown Sacramento. And the person will say, hey, man, Sacramento, you got to give it a harder time. We want you to attack us more. Please.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show, where everyone calls with their radio turned up too loud.
Ray Parker Jr.
That's one we missed.
Stop it. We're not even going to do that.
Okay.
We're not doing that. Mike, do not go to your magazine.
I was just going to say one thing.
No.
I'll see you at Frank Fats.
Stop it. Stop it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, would that song that the mayor is singing, would that work with George Foreman and his five boys?
Now, look. Now, what are you doing now? What are you doing?
All we're doing now is repeating the show from 2 days ago.
We did all this. Where were you? I like the two piano chords.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the commercial where they go Viva Viagra?
I have not.
What's great about it?
They're singing an Elvis song about male erection
discomfort.
Stuff.
Oh,
YouTube.
God,
look it up on YouTube. Peace out.
Look it up on YouTube. He's out of here.
He knew one thing: to make a hasty retreat.
That's right.
Erectional discomfort.
Any of you people with stuff like that, come to my MySpace page. My name is it's F.U. That's my name on MySpace.
Hello, I'm Mike O'Mara. Do you suffer from erectile discomfort?
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
It works. That's joyous. He's happy. He doesn't have it.
Happy from the highest mountain.
He's either being invaded. He's either having his bad place
in prison.
Yes, in prison. Or he's a guy that you are trying to put something in his mouth.
Or he's feeling great joy that he doesn't have his girlfriend's herpes.
Herpes. He works in every situation.
It's incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Alfonso Soriano is a cubby.
Now,
that has nothing to do with nothing.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes I just
okay,
have to
Dennis.
Say that. I have to say that.
Okay, Dennis.
What
Murphy.
The hell do you say after at a certain point?
Okay, Mike. Unbelievable. Hello, Bull. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Down in South Florida a little while ago, living in South Florida, listening on the headphones, cutting my grass. And I knew right off the bat when that jackass called that talked about the waxing, that they never change a stick with the waxing. I knew that I was the same guy for that damn back room.
Well, how can it be that some guy listening to us in South Florida knows, but the people in the back room don't?
I just know. Well, I recognize the guy's voice right away. It seems like every black caller that calls you now is going to be calling and promoting that show, which I know nothing about, by the way.
Every black caller now.
Wow. Yes. Well, here on the Don and Mike Show, we hear lots of
What makes a Nazi?
Stereotypes.
How does he get that way?
Wow.
Hey, Don.
Hello there. I'm this Don and Mike. I am black, but I am not going to be talking about that show.
No.
No, loaded, no. No, no.
Why must the callers paint in such broad strokes?
I know, Rob.
Where do they get that? Don't you know?
Take a letter.
The way the people are, there's millions of people.
Take a letter and take a lesson.
That's right.
Take a letter, Maria.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Send it to my wife.
Da-da-da-da-da.
La-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wayne Brady has just kicked you off the show.
R&B, R.B. Greaves. Take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Tell her I won't be coming home. Gonna start a new life.
Welcome to Don't Forget the Lyrics.
I'd probably do good on that stupid show.
You probably would.
Probably would.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, guys. You know the dick that just called from Maryland who wanted to talk to the girl from Mythbusters about intelligent life in Sacramento?
Yeah.
I just want to tell that guy, screw you.
A legitimate Sacramento defender.
I like that.
Somebody who's been upset at the onslaught.
You know, this is like someone, I appreciate this. This is like a law student who, in theory, in law school says, they say, okay, you want the toughest assignment? You're Hitler's attorney.
Okay.
That's like a guy calling up to defend Sacramento.
Yeah, it's a courageous position.
It's an almost impossible, you'll never win. Mike, which do you think would have a better chance in an open court? Adolf Hitler for his war crimes or Sacramento just for being Sacramento? Who do you think has a better chance of getting off?
That's tough. That is really tough. Rob, you're going to have to help me on this one.
Think about this.
I'm really not sure.
Rob, it's a horse race. It's very close. Mm-hmm. But the person who walks free is Hitler, based only on charisma.
Charisma. I see.
Yeah, I got to give the nod to the house painter. It's very difficult.
We all vote Hitler.
Yeah.
Again.
Isolate that.
Isolate it. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
But at least, you know, and really, he's long gone, of course, but Hitler can look to one thing. He wasn't born in Sacramento.
That's true.
But you know they would have loved him there.
Why are you speaking?
I tell you what, he'd never move the Kings to Las Vegas.
Yeah, which is happening this basketball season, I understand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
When are the Maloofs, what is the target date for the Maloofs to announce the Sacramento Kings are going to be the Las Vegas Kings?
Octoberfest.
Is it Oktoberfest?
Hello, Don and Mike. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey. The other night, the other evening, listening to Gladys Kravitz and the Jingle Boy, it made me wonder, whatever happened to the Don and Mike baby? Didn't you guys have a baby that you were going to indoctrinate into the Don and Mike way of life?
Well, there were many over the years that Don actually, how many did you end up taking?
Every time we get some idiot parent calling, I would say, send me your baby and I will raise it as my own. And I've got, let me see. Oh, and all of them like that backwards family in Arkansas, they're all named with the letter J.
Right.
Let me see. Five of my girls are now out on the street.
Right.
Four of my boys are running drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rest are working in the kitchen at O'Mara's.
And where are they living now? Where do we arrange
in the kitchen at O'Mara's?
In the kitchen at O'Mara's.
That's where they're all living, Mike.
And they, you know, they're really wonderful workers. They truly are. And any time that I say, you know, when there's a little whining or a little complaining or they want to leave early, I will always go back there and say to them, hey, you want to be on the street like your brothers and sisters?
Good looking kids.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that jackass that called from Sacramento? Yeah, this is me again. He's a retard, okay?
Okay.
He probably moved there from some smart town like Los Angeles. He's retarded, and I don't like him, and he sucks.
Are you a native of Sacramento?
No, I'm the guy that called.
Maryland. Oh, you're the Maryland guy.
Joe, put this guy right to the head of the guy. Jesus, let's take calls from more than two people, please.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sammy Davis.
No, no, no.
That was a new guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ray Jones.
No, sorry, that was too easy.
Wow.
Too easy, too easy.
And we had it the other day, right?
We did. We had it for a good long time the other day.
Had them all the other day. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
We're just going to have to. We're going to have to come up with something else stupid.
Hello, it's my lady.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, you were talking about your fantasy football draft.
Yes, sir.
I picked up Rex Grossman in mine, and I have an opportunity to trade him. I was thinking of taking Alfonso Schofield Jr. or Peter North.
Why?
Thanks, guys.
See,
why?
Not capable of the follow-up question.
Gave him the opportunity.
Not able to handle the follow-up question.
Why?
You better be ready for the follow-up question when you go on the Larry King Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Probing. Hello. Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Yeah, I believe that the best movie of the lousy movies that Dick Smothers Jr. made was titled Dick Smothers Jr.
I don't,
are you talking? I'm going to try simply because I think that.
Do you understand this?
Maybe. Are you talking like smothering, like you would smother with a pillow?
Yes.
No. Why did you say duh, and then pause like you really didn't mean that?
Because you just gave him an answer.
Well, yeah. Because.
Now, hold on a second. I'm going to ask you. No, wait. I'm going to ask you a favor right now.
Oh my.
You're going to have to seriously put a little less distance between the words, okay? Can you do that for me for the love of everything sacred?
Come on now.
I think that one of the best movies of the lousy movies that Dick Smothers Jr. made was titled Dick Smothers Jr.
See, Jr. is a joke about his member.
Dick Smothers Jr.
That's what I thought.
I think that's what he's going for. Is that what you're going for, sir?
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, well, you didn't get there.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work because of the delivery.
It was the delivery.
Yeah.
Yes, simple subject predicate problem.
Thank you, Robbie.
You should have had that big brain thing when you had the lady on from
Big Brother. That's right, Mike. That's where we needed that big brain of his.
Absolutely.
Can I ask her about fillings?
Oh, come on. You know, I expected you like, you are the Dewey Decimal System of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I expect you are called on and that big, gigantic drawer,
yes,
that endless drawer of cards when mm-hmm. you were a kid at the library would open up, mm-hmm. and it's just fact after fact after fact.
And
after
it's frustrating fact. For you, just like it was frustrating for me when I supported the caller, something that I'm trying to do less and less and less, and he let me down. So it makes me want to cry.
They live to hurt us, Mike.
They do indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, I just want to know one thing about that last caller. I wonder what's the last thing that went through his mind is his daddy molested him as a child.
They're wanting to take each other on today. It's a cage fight.
The last thing as the man was molesting the woman, lay down. 18 years from now, he's going to call Don and Mike.
I got something to say about that lasting guy that called ye. Uh-huh.
As Bobby Knight said, if you're about to give birth to a future caller of the Don and Mike Show, lay back and enjoy it.
Amen, Bobby. The general. The man in red.
You know, most of these calls, these were children that were not planned.
That's right.
Yeah, they're surprises. Some of them wanted. Some of them they learned to want, which was a painful process. Some of them they pretended to want.
Mm-hmm. Many of them.
Many of them what, Don? Many of them totally unwanted?
Many of them probably say, God, I got a fart that's about ready to come out
Oh, no.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, wow.
And with that, I got to go to the men's room.
Oh, my God.
That's a good way to time it out for a break. Hey, get a whiff of that, fellas.
No, thanks. Thanks for the warning this time, though, because, you know, I was on my stool the last time you left.
Please bring in the orange spray.
He's on his.
Oh, no. Not a follow-up. We have a follow-up call. You better be careful.
Careful.
Hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Break.
Break, please.
Break.
Break.
Why?
Why?
Break.
Break. Break. Why?
Everyone's leaving the studio, Don.
Break.
Where are you going?
Why?
Everyone left. You're the only one in there now.
I feel like I'm at your restaurant.
Hey.
Hey,
God damn it.
I just want you to say something to make you open your mouth.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.